या अली मदद, अलवाइज राय अबू अली मिशनरी, वाइज नंबर 493।
अली मदद, 13th ऑफ सितंबर, ईयर 2001, माय वाइज इन लेक बर्नबी जमात खाना ऑफ वैंकूवर। अली मदद, अली मदद, जीगत सरोवर जिलंता मोतिया मुलका जी जतन करीने मोती राख जो तो मुलायद के आवे सत समझने रहिए अवर दूजा ने ना कहिए। मौलाना हज़रत इमाम की सलावत पढ़ो, अल्लाहुम्मा सल्लल्लाहु मुहम्मद व आल मुहम्मद इला कयामा। सिंगरो, आई सी सम यंगस्टर्स हियर and I will also just explain certain things, important things in English. Gat means, here we are sitting in Gat, with Mukhi Kamariya, for prayer and religious purpose in Jamaat Khana, that is Gat. And if there are no Mukhi Kamariyas, there is no Gat. If Mukhi Kamariya they arrange in a jungle or some in the woods where there is no carpet or other things, that place for the purpose of our prayers and religious duties, Mukhi Kamariyas are their representatives of Hazrat Imam, that place is also Gat. So whenever you hear this word Gat, have this impression that we are in Jamaat Khana, where Mawlana Hazrat Imam's Noor is present. Alameria, ye gat mein hum baithe hain, aur gat ka matlab hai, Mawlana Hazrat Imam Noorani halat mein baitha hai, aur Mukhi Kamariya baithe hain, hamari dharmik kriya karam ke liye. That is gat. And Peer says it is a sarovar. Sarovar means a lake. Why it is a lake? Lake is for purification. We bathe in the lake and we get cleansed. इसको सरोवर कहा गया इसलिए कि जब इंसान लेक में, झील में या समुन्द्र के अंदर पानी में डुबकी मार के बाहर निकलता है तो उसका बदन क्लीन हो जाता है. When we come to Jamaat Khana and we attend this gat, then we are forgiven all the sins that unintentionally have been committed. And the sins that we have committed of religion, faith. If I cheat someone and come to Jamaat Khana, that guna, that sin is not forgiven. If I have swindled money of someone, any personal sins are not forgiven. That is only between the person who has committed it and for whom he has committed it. Those gunas, those sins are not forgiven in Jamaat Khana. Even Mukhi gives chanto. In Jamaat Khana, the gunas are only which are pertaining to our religious practice, in dua or in some other things. Yahan Jamaat Khane ke andar hum jab aate hain, hum kehte hain, hai zinda. This is the declaration of my faith, that my Mawla, he is always alive, and the person standing there, he gives the answer, Qaim Paya, he is present here. So this is the iman when we come into the Jamaat Khana, in Gat Jamaat, that we must be aware of that thing that Mawlana Hazrat Imam is here and he is present. Jamaat Khana ke andar aane se bahut se fayde hain. Peer kehte hain ke gat sarovar ma jilanta moti amulak lada. When you swim in the lake, when you bathe in the lake, there are so many pearls. Ab ye pearls kya hai? Jamaat khane aane se hame moti milte hain, to ye moti kya cheez hai dindaru? Pehla moti to ye hai ki humne jamaat khane mein entrance ki hai zinda, to humko khana wadan milti hai. Aur jab usne kaha ki kaim paya, to main bhi usko repeat karun ki Sadruddin says, if you say hai zinda with your conviction, so you get the benefit of one elephant given at present to Maulana Hazrat Imam. Hazrat Imam ko ek hathi present karo. In olden days, it was a very big thing. Only the kings and emperors would have an elephant. An elephant given to Hazrat Imam as a present, this is the equal benefit of that saying, at that door, Aizatla. And if someone says, Kaim Paya, so Peer says that you get the benefit, spiritual benefit, equal to if you have given a horse to Maulana Hazrat Imam. Kaim Paya Keta, Dan Turing. Turing means ghoda. So humko dekho ye ek fayde idhar milti hai. We pay and present every day. Anytime we come to Jamaat Khana, we get the sawab of giving a present to Maulana Hazrat Imam, an elephant. You know, these things have some connections, spiritual connections. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam farmaya, anyone comes to my mosque, that was in Medina, at that time, the mosque of Nabi, even now, the mosque of Nabi in Medina is the center of guidance for whole Islam. That was the first darkhana. Rasulullah said, anyone who recites and performs the namaz in my mosque, he gets the 27 times benefit if he is just saying that namaz alone at home. Ghar pe akele ya bahar kahin bhi namaz padhe, usko jitna sawab hove, agar wo meri masjid mein aake namaz padhe, to usko 27 times zyada fayda milta hai. Hamare ismaili tareeqa ke andar aisi bahut si bakhshish hai. Ye bakhshish isliye di gayi hai ki we are very weak spiritually, we are very weak, we are too much indulged in our materialism. Hum duniya ki cheezon ke andar phas gaye hain. Iske liye humko wo balance karne ke liye, hamari spirituality ko uncha uthane ke liye, imam ne humko ye bakhshish di hai. Main aapko ek aur misal dun. Hamare mazhab ke andar, hamare tareeqa ke andar, anything we present to Maulana Hazrat Imam as a mehmani, we get the sawab of 1 to 125,000 times. If you pay $1 as a mehmani to Hazrat Imam, you get the sawab equal to $125,000. Sawa lakh guna ziyada. Let me give you one very good story. A very nice woman, old man, simple fellow, not very clever. From Punjab side, he came to Bombay during the time when Maulana Sultan Mahmud Shah was there. Sabki padramani hui ye bhi aaya. Dusre din uski mulaqat thi Maula ke huzur mein. Aur us zamane ke andar jaise ye hai, ek ek single aadmi ko Maula andar bulave, baitul khayal ke chitthi badlave, nawab bol deve, mehmaniyan leve. Abhi he was a tall fellow, 6'2" or 3". And then he had a kula there. Kula means with turban, but inside there was a cap. That was mostly the dress of Sarhadi people and Punjabi people. So almost he was about 7 feet. When he went to Mullah, he just bowed down, and upon his head there was a chandelier. So as he bowed down, one or two pieces of the chandelier came down. Sultan Mahmud Shah said, "Kaisa bewaqoof aadmi hai? What a fool you are. Sawa lakh rupay ka hamara jhumar tod diya." He was very much regretting it, right. Anyway, he went away. The whole day he didn't eat. He was very much repenting. Poor fool, what you have done. At night, in big Jamaat Khana, Dar Khana of Bombay, the missionary was speaking, and he was just repeating the thing that I am repeating here, that ek na sawa lakh. If you give to Maula Bapai Mehmani or some gift, it is equal to 125,000 times. He became very happy. So, he went to Mukhi. He said, Mukhi sir, I broke few pieces of that channel here in Maulana Hazrat Imam's bungalow. And here is 5 rupees. Please forgive me. Mukhi did not know what was inside him. You know, Mukhi Kamalia, what say? Niyat Murad Khana Wadar. Whatever you think, what is your intention, it is you know and Mola Bapa know. They give Khana Wadar. He gave him the receipt of Khana Wadar. He was very happy, went and had a hearty dinner. After 2 days, he was sitting in some mehmani, and Maulana Hazrat Imam Sultan Muhammad Shahi saw, Tumne hamara channel liya, tod diya. Sawa lakh rupay ka jhumar tod diya. He stood up. With folded hand, he said, Khudaun, I'll pay the money. Sultan Muhammad Shahi was very much surprised. Come here. What is it? Khudaun, I have paid the money. You have paid the money? How have you paid it? He said, Khudaun, sawa lakh rupay ka tha. Haan, Khudaun. Ola said, yes. I paid 5 rupees to Mukhi Kamariya, and it becomes sawa chai lakh, 625,000. Khudaun, sawa lakh ka to baki ka mera rehne do. Sultan Muhammad Shahi became very, very happy. And he gave him shabash. He said, indeed, if it is your intention, it is like that. It all depends on our intention. Many times in Jamaat Khana, I have been telling the Jamaat that whatever you do, do it with consciousness. Do it with understanding. So these are the moti, these are the pearls in Jamaat Khana that we get. Khana Wadan is there, we say dua, they give me money and we get the Khana Wadan. But there is another thing. If it is Friday, there is Niyaz. There is a Sukrit. We do not know what is the significance of Niyaz and Sukrit. I have no time tonight to explain it to that. Because my tonight's topic is particularly Juro, which I am coming here. Sukrit is also comes under Juro. Juro, another pearl. It's Arabic word, jura'a. Jura'a. Put your 5 fingers in the water and just lift. There are few drops coming down. That is known as jura. Jura means a little thing. A little thing. Just as you put your 5 fingers and lift it, there are few drops coming. This is known as jura in Arabic. And jura is coming down from Sultan Muhammad Shah said, Chagrat Majlis, I have established it. But when you meet for Majlis, also give jura. I couldn't find that Farman tonight here, but it is the Farman February 4, 1894. If you have books at home, you can see under this date, 4th February 1894, Sultan Muhammad Shah said, Thoro Juro Ban Aap Jo. And this Jura practice is coming down since the time of Mullah Murtaza Ali Rasulullah. Jura. Suppose you have gone to Hazrat Imam's house, and this is Hazrat Imam's house. In Hazrat Imam's own kitchen or in dining room, he is eating. And here also he is eating. See, all this nandi that we have brought is mehmani for Maulana Hazrat Imam this time, this way. Whatever we have brought here, it is for Hazrat Imam. And he eats it. The significance is that we are eating at home. Before we eat at home, we just take out a portion of any eatable food for Mawlana Hazrat Imam. It is our love and affection. There is no compulsion. But we love Mawlana Hazrat Imam and we don't eat before giving him. Let him eat first. So he is also eating here. And suppose you arrive at his dining room and he sees you, he calls him, come here, have a little morsel. Out of that what he is eating, he gives you a little morsel and you take with the two hands, thinking yourself, highest fortunate man that Mawlana Hazrat Imam has given you, barakat in the rozi and rizq. Sometimes go to a church, they also give pieces of bread, put in the wine, and then they give in the mouth. That is juro. In every church, on a special occasion, they give pieces of bread soaked in wine and put in your mouth. The priest straight away, you open the mouth and it puts in it. So juro is the thing that Maulana Hazrat Imam, he is giving you out of his own plate. And by eating that, we get spiritual benefits, inner cleanliness, spiritual height, understanding marifat, haqiqah. These are the benefits that we get from juro. People do not know juro. One day, in the morning, I came to take my shoes and I saw an orange, juro of orange in the shoe. What type of people we are? Even an ordinary food we cannot put in the shoes, then you just keep juro. And recently it happened 2 months ago and I became very upset. And I requested all the Mukhik Amariya to speak on the juro. Significance of juro. It's the highest, like niyaz, like sukreed. Any juro is a very high in benefits of spirit. It is from Hazrat Imam and a bakshish of barakat. Sorry. Hello, Maria. I have been telling for past 20 years, requesting the Mukhik Amariyas that a juro should be very small. I tell you our own tradition, right from the time of Pir Sadgur Noor, and even before, but I'm not going before that. During the time of Pir Sadgur Noor and other peers like Pir Shams, Pir Sadarjin, they introduced Ghugri. You know, ghugri, the grams, chana, boiled, a little salt in it, just for taste. Boiled gram, that is called ghugri. And in olden days, Peer introduced juro as just a few pieces of grams, 2, 3, 4, 5. At the most, a handful. That was a juro. And now slowly, juro has changed to a thing, big chocolate, 8 ounces, sometimes 16 ounces. Many old people, they don't chew chocolate too much. And we have 4, 5, or 6 mandalis, and we get so many juros, many people, they cannot eat it. And if it is a perishable thing, then it goes unattended, not eatable. It has to go into garbage. Juro must be respected very much. Juro must be given in a very small, I would say 1 almond, coated almond is enough for juro. Straight away put in the mouth, that's okay. Juro must not be given so big that we cannot put in our pocket. I have seen many times, and you know that, many people when they go for dua or mehmani, they keep the juro near their foot, and then they just give the dua and mehmani. So this is the juro that it is just near your foot, because it doesn't go in the pocket. So this is the guna on the mukhikamaliyas, who do not follow the farman in a way it should be. Juro must be very small. And juro must be taken with due care, with two hands. It is the, like sukrit and like niyaz, very high in respect. And it also gives us a respite, satisfaction, peace of mind, cleansiness, and happiness and joy. Juro, always be respected. If you cannot eat, don't take it. But don't disrespect it. And a juro is a thing. You know, in the past, mother used to give juro in a very small quantity, even to babies, for spiritual benefit. Ruhani shakti with insect. And a juro is a insan ye, magaz ye andar ruhani khayalat paida thi. Juro is a pak thing, it's pure. And it gives us purification. So these are the things that we get in our jamaat, which is lake, and these are the pearls that we get in that. Significance of our all ceremonies must be understood. And significance of all the things must be put in action. Another one thing before I close. The tasbih. I've seen people, it is the habit, bad habit, and must be corrected. Whenever we go somewhere, we keep that tasbih on our seat. It's a very disrespect of the tasbih. Never put it. Put a handkerchief. Put $5 note there. Why tasbih? Your pen. If you have a cap, put the cap. Not tasbih. On every beat, we say, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. We say salawat in so many ways. We perform the things. These are the names, divine names, performed with the bead of the tasbih. Every bead of the tasbih is charged that. You know, in Islam, mullahs, they take a glass, look at it, and they just say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ عَزْ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ أَلَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ النَّاسِ. And they give to peer. They drink it. They are cured about it. This water now is charged. With the divine names and the kalam that Allah has given in Quran, they give to sick people, they get health. So on each and every bead we are saying the names of Mawla Bappa, and that is just on our seat. It's not a good thing. It's a very disrespect. And tasbih must be kept near your heart, in your own pocket. And whenever you say tasbih, say like, the tasbih, if you say like this, see, this is a very bad habit. The tasbih is before our genitals. It's not a respect. Don't put tasbih opposite your genitals. Put tasbih up. Or sideways. Tasbih must be respected too. Mawlana Hazrat Imam says, each and every my spiritual daughter and each and every my spiritual son must keep a tasbih in your pocket. A tasbih is a great thing. It gives you concentration. Tasbih gives you a little more attention than without tasbih. So these are the things in our tariqa that we must pay attention. Humko inka dhyan rakhna chahiye. Mawla bless you all in this world and the next. Your families, your rozi rozgar, your izzat abru, your health, and in every good venture, in every good intention, Mawla may help you all. Sukhi abad raho, دین دنیا میں مولا برکت دے دے ہر زندہ.